Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, if you're here. Elise Bennett is here. Elise is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. In fact, this is her 14th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. We got her right out of college. She was just a baby when she first joined us. She was like a Doogie Howser kind of kid, you know. Probably 16, 17 when she first joined us. She's the author of many books, including the Designer's Guide to Marketing and Pricing. That's just one of the many. And she's top marketing experts. In fact, she is the marketing mentor. Elise Bennett, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be here.
14 years.
Well, I definitely wasn't a Doogie Howser type.
Well, you're only 31 now, so.
That's right.
It's good to have you back, Elise. Thanks for 14 great years. How do you mind? What's going on these days?
Well, you know, it's summer. It's August. And I hear a lot of people, including myself, saying things like, oh, summer is slow. People are on vacation. Yeah. There's not a lot of business. And I just started to wonder, like, is that true? Does it have to be true? Is it true for everyone? And if I don't want it to be true, because sometimes people use it as an excuse not to work as hard.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want it, then what do I need to do, and how do I need to shift my perspective?
Well, if you need a little motivation on shifting your perspective, just open up your mailbox, because when you open your mailbox, there's no note in there from the utility department saying, hey, since it's summer, we're not going to send you a bill this month.
That's right.
Or the landlord, or go to the grocery store, hey, it's summer, the food's on us. They don't do that.
No, they don't.
So you still got to work. You still got to make it happen. You still got to perform, right?
And make your number, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. The number, the dreaded number.
And I was, you know, kind of early August, mid-August, I was looking at where I was to date, and I was like, I'm not going to make my number. What can I do? But
uh-huh.
August is slow, so I guess I can make an exception this time.
Well,
and then
people
I
are on vacation. Weather.
Right. But then I thought, no, I'm going to have a sale in the Marketing Mentor Toolbox, which is my online store. And I had a one-day sale, and I made my number.
Wow.
So I just thought, this is not just applying to me. I think it applies to a lot of people, and really it's a question of thinking about it differently. And, all right, if people are not wanting to work so hard, then how can you capture them, or how can you, you know, appeal to them in that different mode?
Right. And so you're saying, don't fight it, go with the flow.
Go with the flow, but don't use it as an excuse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So how do you go with the flow? I mean, how do you keep a sense of urgency if you're going with the flow of a sleepy summer month? How do you put urgency into that?
Well, one way I did it in my particular situation was I sell these information products online, and I just said, one day only, half off.
Ah. And that's how you got to $1 million a day, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Amazing.
That's right. Because I think people are extremely responsive more and more these days to, you know, the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to get in on the deal. They want to get in on the
right.
deal.
Now, if you sell things that you had to pay for, you know, like buy stuff.
Right.
How do you do that?
Well, maybe you can't do half off. But I still think that there is, you know, some kind of discount or incentive or value add.
Right.
You can offer.
Right. To get them to pay attention this time of year.
What's that?
Aren't you just trying to get them to pay attention right now, maybe?
Exactly.
That's a big thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And get them to make a commitment or something. And
to act.
And of course, the other thing is, is you don't want to let that discount cannibalize your business either. If these people were probably going to buy from you in September, October, November, you don't want to do something that cannibalizes those much either.
That's true, and I also don't want to be perceived as, you know, a cheapie.
Right.
So I only do this very rarely.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, at a time when it makes sense and when I need to.
You know, something I used to do when I had my consulting business, I didn't necessarily do it in August, but it would work. It would work along the lines of what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Is I would ask people to make a long-term commitment and give them a discount for that.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, you know, if you make a commitment of, you know, it looks like you've been using my consulting work so much this last year. If we could set that up on a monthly billing cycle. And I'm going to bill you for whatever hours I use. You're not going to pay for more than you got, ultimately. But if you will help me with cash flow month to month, I'll give you a discount. And I did that, and they bought it. They snapped it up.
Sure, people love a discount.
But the foundation of all that was that they had to believe that I was going to be in their world for the next year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd already established my cred with them.
Right. I did that once, actually, at the end of a year. I said, my prices are going up in January, but if you want to lock in, you know, this year's rate and make a commitment for the year, here's how we can do that. And
that's
that
right.
Worked well, too.
And I always told my existing customers, whenever I raise my rates, that when their price was going up, if I had to raise it for everybody, I always assured them, and it was true, that they got a lower rate than the new people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? They always got that. It was always fine with them as long as that was going on. So, folks, the point we're trying to get across here is it doesn't matter what you sell, whether you sell goods and goods or services or digital things that you didn't actually have any inventory in, just your work, intellectual property, whatever. Whatever it is, you know, do something. You know who does this great? You know who the best at this is?
Who?
Car dealers.
Mm-hmm.
They can't get anybody to come in their store. You know what they do? They build it. They put a tent up. The tents work for car. They do. I know car dealers. If they want to get some new action in their showroom, they put a tent up. People can't stand it. They got to go see what's going on, and they sell cars.
So we need a virtual tent.
That's exactly what we're talking about, virtual tents. Quick break. Right back with Elise Menon, 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.